May grab your Bible, turn to Book of Mark, chapter 6. Book of Mark, chapter 6. And for the time reason, it started from verse 34 to 44. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when he grew late, his disciples came to him and said, This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he, Jesus, answered them, the disciples, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found it, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to sit before the people. And he divided 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Well, I believe that this is a very familiar story for almost everyone here. But today I'm not going to talk about Jesus' miracle. We're going to look at a different angle, a different perspective. We're going to look at it from the perspective that how to fulfill people's need. Jesus himself came to this world to fulfill people's need, to save people. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, he says, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full attention that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. In this world, this age, the need of the soul is far more greater than the material and the food. So through this passage, what we're going to learn today, with a short message, of course, we're going to look at how we're going to participate or partake in a mission work of the church, which is commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ. Feeding of the 5,000 is the miracle that is recorded in the 4 gospel books. In verse 34, it says, Jesus saw a large crowd. When he went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Just a footnote, from chapter 6 of Book of John, verse 5 to verse 6, it says like this, lifting up his eyes, then the seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, where are we going to buy bread so that these people may eat? And he said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Of course, he knew what he would do. But this is a test to the disciples. Yes, elsewhere in the Bible he said, behold, lift up your eyes. If we lift up our eyes, what do we see? What do you see today? Do we see people's need? Thank you, Blair, for sharing your story this morning. Do we see his need? Do we see the people like Blair, their need? Do we see the great need for the gospel? Maybe sometimes from time to time we were just like the disciples those days. It's getting late. Lord, teacher, rabbi, send him away. Tell them to go to the surrounding villages and places to buy something to eat or by themselves. But Jesus said to them, you, remember the word, you give them something to eat. What do we have? Well, today, if we're going to feed a crowd of people, maybe, today, maybe it's okay. But if I change the word a little bit, because this is really what Jesus means. He said, if today we hear, you teach them the divine truth. I can remember in 1993 when the pastor said to me, Charlie, you lead a Bible studies group. He must be kidding me. What do I have? What do I know? I knew nothing. What if the word changed to, you minister to them and take care of their spiritual need? That's right. What do we have? We all feel so inadequate or overwhelmed by the great need in the mission work, mission field. So what do we need? What do we learn? Jesus said, you give them something to eat. What are our responses? Yes, think about 2,000 years ago in the Palestine area. I imagine if I'm one of the disciples in a group, I probably will sing the same thing. Rabbi, go send him away. We don't have nothing. Or even the 5 loaves and 2 fish not belong to us. But he said, give them something to eat. I think Andrew says, that's in the book of John. Andrew said, one of his disciples, Andrew Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, there's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many? Jesus did not throw the problem, the need to his disciples. And he walked away. He never did it. Although he said, you give them something to eat. But he said, where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? He said to test them, for he himself knew what he would do. So this is a great opportunity for all of us to be part of his mission work. If we take it rightly. He never said, go and do all by yourself. Whenever we go out, or even here, whenever we do the gospel work, he is with us. Many years ago, I was in a small city in the southern part of China. And we went there to preach the gospel. And the village people heard what we were preaching, and they said, ah, no, not one of those again. Not one of those again. What they mean was, in the entrance of the village, there are 6 little temples. And there are idols there. Twice every month, the communist secretary will use a big gong, gathering all the village people, and go to the entrance of the village, incense, and worship the idol one by one. They said, if we missed any of them, something bad had happened. And if we are missing any one of them, something bad is going to happen. So we had enough. We had six those idols. No more. That's right. We told them, we are preaching the gospel, which is the power of God to save people, to save you from the darkness into the light, from the death to life, from the slavery of idol worship to the freedom of truth. This is what we do. We are not giving you one of those again. We are preaching the one to you. Dear brothers and sisters, we might feel inadequate. We might feel like there's not much we can do. But whenever we go up, he's with us. He said, you give them something to eat. But the question is, do we see the need? Of course, everyone knows this saying. Jesus said, and the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. But maybe in our heart, our thinking, just like the disciples those days, send him away. Don't bother us. We had enough. We had our busy life. We have enough on our list, on our agenda that we need to pursue. But Jesus said, you give them something to eat. As I mentioned, not every time we go out to preach the gospel to the non-believers. When I was training those church leaders and pastors, they have great need. They also have great need. I can remember a few years back, I was doing a group training for a group of pastors. So that was a whole week training. And one of the nights, a pastor came to me and said, hey, brother, can I have a quick chat with you? I said, yeah, no problem. The quick chat went on till 3:30 in the morning. And he said, he pulled me to the side and said, brother, I have a lot of problems. Although I'm a pastor, pastoring a church of 80 to 100 people, but I have a lot of problems all by myself. I'm having problems with my wife, with my daughter. I'm having problems with my co-workers. What am I supposed to do? I'm so tempted. I'm so fear to go any further. I try to pull out. I said, well, brother, I don't know. I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not your Holy Spirit. I don't know what to do. But may I share some Bible verses and passages that encourage me through the years? So we started about 8 o'clock in the night time. And he was, I was so bad, you know. By 10 o'clock, we start reading the Bible. I saw he was sit straight up. By 12:30, his eyes start blinking. Wow. Until 3:30, I said, brother, I'm so tired. I just had my 10 to 11 hours teaching, you know. I need to get some sleep. Next morning, we went to bed 3:30. Next morning, he was staying in the same room with me, and I saw a pair of eyes staring at me on the other side of the room. And that was 7:30. He said, I woke up 6:30 this morning, and I kept praying, Lord, wake him up, wake him up, wake him up. Tell me more about that. And I said, brother, now it's 7:30. You know, the training class starts at 8:30. Give me a break, please. Anyway, so the training class started at 8:30. When I look at it, he was not there. He went to sleep. And that same evening, he came back and said, brother, can we talk more? I said, well, I need some sleep. Yes, there are needs everywhere, everywhere. Jesus said, you give them something to eat. From time to time, and many places, I went there probably just once. By the time I was leaving, people holding my hands. They said, "Brother, when can you come back? Can you come back next time?" And I said, "I don't know, to be very honest. I don't know." Because from experience told me, I maybe went back to the, came back to the same place, but I was maybe the second time there was another group. All right, they had their chance. Now it's other people's chance. The need is so great. The last thing I want to share is that the disciples back then, they didn't do much. What they did was just pass on. Jesus took the loaf of bread and the fish, he gave thanks and passed on, broke it, passed on to the disciples. And what disciples did? They just passed on. It was a great comfort to myself. What I need to do is just pass on whatever I was given. I don't have to invent the wheel. I don't have to do something all by myself. But the only thing is that if the chance is in front of us, if I do it, there will be a blessing. If I don't do it, the blessing will be transferred to someone else's. So you choose, or I choose. If we are unwilling to partake in a mission work, then the blessings will be transferred to others. We all know that in the Bible there are unreasonable mathematics. Jesus said, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." This is unreasonable mathematics in the Bible. We go there if, I know there are many missionaries here as well, so I believe that you have the same experience. But let me tell you one story. That was many years back. We went to a city in the southern China, and we went to a family. It's a very poor, poor, poor family who live under a bridge. They use a cardboard to block the wind, so they lived inside. So we went there and preached the gospel to them. We were there for about half an hour to 45 minutes. When we came out, there's a whole crowd in front of the so-called home. That's their home, but a big crowd was gathering there. So we asked them, "What are you guys doing here?" They said, "What are you guys doing here? We are the outsiders, remember?" So we said, "Okay, we are Christians. We preach Jesus Christ." "Oh, okay." And we said, "Okay, tell us, how do you know we are here?" Because we went there quietly. We didn't tell anybody. Now listen to this. As one non-Christian, as ordinary street people, or street person, listen to this. This is what he said. He said, "We saw an angel above this from afar. We just come to see what is happening here." Now, if these sentences come from a Christian mouth, maybe it's reasonable. This is a non-Christian. Nobody. He said, "We saw an angel above this place from afar." That's why we come to check out what's happening. Dear brothers and sisters, you may not realize. Most of the time, we just didn't realize or even forgot. When we go out to do the mission work, the angel is with us. The Lord is with us. So Jesus said, "You give them something to eat. Take care of them." By conclusion, I just want to mention two places that in the book of John, and this is a great encouragement for us. The first place is in John chapter 9, verse 4 to 5. Jesus said, work. Work diligently while it is day, while it is still light. First place is in John chapter 9, verse 4 to 5. He said, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He told his disciples, and is also telling every one of us today, we must have the sense of urgency. While is there still light, we should work the works of him who sent Jesus, who sent us. If we do not have the sense of urgency, we might just relax. She'll be okay. But no, there's urgency there. Second place, I want to mention this in John chapter 12, verse 35 to verse 36. So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he's going. He's telling the disciples, you must have the sense of direction. You must know where you're going. We must believe that he said, while you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light. Here in Australia, in this country like this, we do not have to go out to the remote. Well, sometimes we do, but most of the time we do not have to go to the remote, to the rural area, or we don't need to travel thousands of miles to preach the gospel. Yes, a lot of people, Christians, turn their blind eyes, pretend that do not see. Some churches are willing to get involved, but only to a surface level. Only to satisfy their own wills on their agenda. And they just focus on their inward need. It's very sad. But I believe the Lord of the harvest will send out the workers to the field to do the harvest work. With or without people's involvement. But those who get involved will be blessed. So I hope that short message will give encouragement for you and I. Shall we close with a prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are the Lord of harvest. You're the Lord of all. You came to this world to save sinners, to lay down your life for the ransom of many. Today, we are blessed by the redemptive work that you've finished on the cross. We pray, Father, give us the sense of urgency. We can go out or preach gospel while we're still here. We can preach to the neighbors, to people who are in need. I pray, Father, give us the sense of direction so that we know which way we should go. Just we want to follow your step to finish our earthly journey to fulfill the will of God. We give you praise and thanks for giving us the word of Bible, the precious word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.